USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Guard presence remains high in Washington, D.C. after a riot broke out at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says that there are now more than 850 National Guard members on the grounds in the district.
A lot of questions were asked, a little bit of confusion, but as we worked through it, we ultimately made the determination about a half hour later to mobilize the entire D.C. National Guard.
McCarthy adding that there will be more than 6,000 guardsmen mobilized as we head into the weekend. President Trump making the announcement on Twitter that he won't attend President-elect Joe Biden's swearing-in on January 20th. Some Republicans are asking the president to reconsider his decision. Baseball Hall of Famer and former Los Angeles Dodgers skipper Tony Lasorda is dead at the age of 93. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Between the nation's two largest lottery jackpots, there's close to $1 billion up for grabs. Mega Millions' top prize was revised upward on Thursday to $510 million due to strong ticket sales. The next drawing is set for Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For Powerball, the jackpot is $470 million, with the next drawing set for Saturday at 10:59 p.m. Eastern Time. The odds of winning either jackpot is tiny. In Mega Millions, a chance of a single ticket matching all six numbers is 1 in 302 million. For Powerball, it's 1 in 292 million. Simon & Schuster has canceled an upcoming book deal with Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, citing what it called his role in what became a deadly insurrection. Hawley responding by saying this is not just a contract dispute, it's a direct assault on the First Amendment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
At least 8 states are now reporting cases of a new coronavirus strain. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clements has the details.
After first being reported in Colorado in late December, New York, Florida, California, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Texas, and Connecticut are all reporting the different strain. Overseas, countries like Denmark report numerous cases. That is where Hans Kruger of the World Health Organization spoke to the media.
It is our assessment that this variant of concern may over time replace other circulating lineages as seen in the United Kingdom and increasingly in Denmark.
Epidemiologists report current COVID-19 vaccines are believed to be effective against this variant.
RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel has been re-elected unanimously with no opposition at the RNC meeting in Florida. As far as where the GOP goes from here, former White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah tells Fox News,
"We are the party of economic opportunity. We are a big tent party that believes in a strong national defense. And unfortunately, this tragic day in our country is not representative of the Republican Party as a whole. We've got to come together and take the best of what President Trump offered, many of these America First policies that gave a voice to people who felt voiceless in our country. But we need to rebuild. We need compassion. We also need to not see each other as enemies."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.